Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Convocatoria de junio de 2022.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts.
For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 3 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings.
Extract 0.
My makeup philosophy is that I like it to be quick, I like it to be natural. It's not about how you look, it's about what you do look like. Makeup is a way to change the way you feel, make you comfortable in your skin, and enhance who you are. And you know what? We have lines, and that's okay. No matter what color skin you have, what color eyes you have, what color hair you have, anyone could make themselves look beautiful.
Extract number 1.
One misconception of meditation is that if you're meditating, your mind will be blank. You can't make your mind blank. Mindfulness is traditionally a form of meditation. It's paying attention on purpose in the present moment. If you're breathing, this class could be for you. I've been committed to mindfulness for 50 years. It's a way in which you could take care of your body, take care of your mind, and that's what this is really about.
Extract number 2.
I've been sort of acting for as long as I can remember. Me and my sisters and my cousins used to write plays in the summer holidays together and build the costumes and the sets, and then we'd perform them for our parents at the end of the summer. When I was at Cambridge University, aged 19 years old, I was in a production of Tennessee Williams, and Lorraine Hamilton, who was a talent agent in London at the time, came to see it, and she wrote me a letter and said, I'd love to meet you in London. She represented Emma Thompson and Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie, and
Extract number 3.
Being a doctor is an awesome profession, but it's far from perfect. Here are 4 signs that becoming a doctor is not for you. First, if parental pressure is a significant factor in your motivation to go to medical school, do yourself a favor and don't do it. It's a tough situation, no doubt about it. But if you continue because your family wants you to, it does not end well for you. Being honest sooner is always better than being honest later. Number 2, if you're not patient with people, then being a physician probably won't make you happy.
Extract number 4.
So teachers become great actors and great actresses, and we come to work when we don't feel like it, and we teach anyway, because that's what we do. Teaching and learning should bring joy. Every child deserves an adult who understands the power of connection and insists that they become the best that they can possibly be. We can do this. We're educators. We're born to make a difference. Thank you so much.
Extract number 5.
I got pregnant because I wanted to stay home with kids. I know that for many women, there is no decision. What did my life look like? I made meals for my family. I did a lot of laundry. I cooked. I took walks with my kids. That was my life. Did I miss having adult interaction? Absolutely. I rarely left my children for more than a few hours. I was with my kids for every moment, and they were everything to me. I watched them try new foods. I watched them speak words for the first time.
Extract number 6.
Leadership is a skill, and it is like a muscle. If you practice it all the days, you will get good at it. If you stop practicing, you will become a weak leader. And it doesn't mean everybody wants to be a leader. And the reason is because it comes at great personal sacrifice. That means things like when everything goes right, you have to give away all the credit. And when everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility. It's things like staying late to show somebody what to do. When something goes wrong, instead of yelling and screaming, you say, "Try again."
Extract number 7.
Oh, sure. Look, we all make mistakes. We're human. And that's how we learn. You know, going into business, I was great with doing the plan, but I needed to learn how to find a balance of being effective behind the chair and being an effective boss and working hard, but not taking everything on. So I would make all these mistakes, and I had to learn how to let go a little bit and trust people and bring the best out in them so they could bring the best out in me and we could all have a successful business.
Extract number 8.
Why am I a nurse? Well, I come from a family of nurses, and I grew up washing my hands long before I knew anything about sterile technique. My mom is a huge inspiration to me, and has been doing nursing for well over 30 years. But what I really admired most about her is just her ability to care for people, and I think that nature is kind of carried on, and I see that paralleled in a lot of our staff here.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
One misconception of meditation is that if you're meditating, your mind will be blank. You can't make your mind blank. Mindfulness is traditionally a form of meditation. It's paying attention on purpose in the present moment. If you're breathing, this class could be for you. I've been committed to mindfulness for over 50 years. It's a way in which you could take care of your body, take care of your mind, and that's what this is really about.
Extract number 2.
I've been sort of acting for as long as I can remember. Me and my sisters and my cousins used to write plays in the summer holidays together and build the costumes and the sets, and then we'd perform them for our parents at the end of the summer. When I was at Cambridge University, aged 19 years old, I was in a production of Tennessee Williams, and Lorraine Hamilton, who was a talent agent in London at the time, came to see it, and she wrote me a letter and said, I'd love to meet you in London. She represented Emma Thompson and Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie. And
Extract number 3.
Being a doctor is an awesome profession, but it's far from perfect. Here are 4 signs that becoming a doctor is not for you. First, if parental pressure is a significant factor in your motivation to go to medical school, do yourself a favor and don't do it. It's a tough situation, no doubt about it. But if you continue because your family wants you to, it does not end well for you. Being honest sooner is always better than being honest later. Number 2, if you're not patient with people, then being a physician probably won't make you happy.
Extract number 4.
So teachers become great actors and great actresses, and we come to work when we don't feel like it, and we teach anyway, because that's what we do. Teaching and learning should bring joy. Every child deserves an adult who understands the power of connection and insists that they become the best that they can possibly be. We can do this. We're educators. We're born to make a difference. Thank you so much.
Extract number 5.
I got pregnant because I wanted to stay home with kids. I know that for many women, there is no decision. What did my life look like? I made meals for my family. I did a lot of laundry. I cooked. I took walks with my kids. That was my life. Did I miss having adult interaction? Absolutely. I rarely left my children for more than a few hours. I was with my kids for every moment, and they were everything to me. I watched them try new foods. I watched them speak words for the first time.
Extract number 6.
Leadership is a skill, and it is like a muscle. If you practice it all the days, you will get good at it. If you stop practicing, you will become a weak leader. And it doesn't mean everybody wants to be a leader. And the reason is because it comes at great personal sacrifice. That means things like when everything goes right, you have to give away all the credit. And when everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility. It's things like staying late to show somebody what to do. When something goes wrong, instead of yelling and screaming, you say, "Try again."
Extract number 7.
Oh, sure. Look, we all make mistakes. We're human. And that's how we learn. You know, going into business, I was great with doing the plan, but I needed to learn how to find a balance of being effective behind the chair and being an effective boss and working hard, but not taking everything on. So I would make all these mistakes, and I had to learn how to let go a little bit and trust people and bring the best out in them so they could bring the best out in me and we could all have a successful business.
Extract number 8.
Why am I a nurse? Well, I come from a family of nurses, and I grew up washing my hands long before I knew anything about sterile technique. My mom is a huge inspiration to me, and has been doing nursing for well over 30 years. But what I really admired most about her is just her ability to care for people, and I think that nature is kind of carried on, and I see that paralleled in a lot of our staff here.
This is the end of task one.